This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, welcome back in here on QAM. Let's head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale. One location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com, where we bring in the voice of the Canes, Joe Zagacki, who, Josie, confirm or deny this rumor that you just slept outside of a GameStop for the release of NCAA College Football 2026, the video game.
Yeah, I would have to deny that one, Hollywood. I would I would confirm that I've been about ready to hop on a raft to float around my pool. So I have not been to GameStop. I barely left my pool, to be quite honest with you.
I'd be lying if I said I never did that, Josie. My college days, that was a big deal when that game would come out. This is the second year that it's back here. But by the way, I saw Francis Maui-Noah was a top 10 player in the entire game. I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of Hurricanes, Joe, that are going to make some pretty significant leaps this year. Who jumps off the page to you right now as a guy? Let's go outside the quarterback and the flashy, you know, receiver, running back positions. Who can have a big year for Miami? Who jumps off the page of you?
I think two guys that have to have big years, I would start on the defense. Miami needs to improve their defense. I would say Reuben Bain has to have a great season for Miami. I thought last year he was good, but he didn't have the same impact as his freshman season. He made plays, but not enough plays. Of course, the injury knocked him out for, what, 5 or 6 weeks. So he was behind the eight ball most of the season. And then I think, you know, Mezidor comes back, and Mezidor comes back for his sixth year, and his eye is on the NFL. He's got to prove that he can be a top NFL pick, and the way to do that is have a great season. So I would say those two have to have great years for their own personal reasons, and then, of course, if they have great seasons, I would suspect the Hurricanes' defense should improve. And then you got to look at the back end, and we'll see what happens at the safety position. We'll have two new safeties back there in the corners. Also, that the secondary will be rebuilt. So any one of those guys in the secondary must jump out and have a great season. But Bain and Mezidor, I'd put at the top of the list.
Yeah, Joe, obviously the defense as a whole needs to improve from what happened down the stretch. Do you think they have the right coaches and right personnel to make the corrections? Because that was, you know, one of the things that that cost them late in the season.
Yeah, I sure hope so, Hollywood. The only thing you can go by right now is, you know, compare the stats from a year ago, Minnesota to Miami, and Miami was, you know, to take a look at what happened to the Hurricanes' defense as the season unfolded, and then where they ended up, 69th in scoring, giving up over 25 points a game. The big play was a problem all season long, right from the very first game against Florida. 61 plays of 20 yards or more put them almost 100th in the country. And then you look over at Minnesota's defense with Corey Heatherman, the new defensive coordinator for Miami, probably less talent at Minnesota, had a top 10 scoring defense, under 17 points a game. His defense of in the red zone was top 10, and their total defense in Minnesota was top 25. So I would think Miami's defense would be improved. He's got to be improved. Like, you have 30 points in six of the last 13 games. You can't win any kind of championships when your defense is giving up 30 points at the most critical time of the season.
On the other side of the ball, Joe, BYU transfer Keelan Marion, All-American returner. We can expect an electric return game for the Miami Hurricanes this year. But what can he provide as far as a wide receiver for the Canes?
Well, Dan Day, I would hope, and I haven't seen him play, but Miami lost like their top four receivers, and you lose Restrepo, who was a third down, first down maker. So you hope the kid that comes in from BYU not only can help Miami with the field position, giving them better returns, and really Miami's punt return game has been non-existent in the last couple of years. They've had Ray Joseph back there and Restrepo back there, and not only have that, really haven't returned the ball for any kind of threat. Damn near have had a tough time catching the ball back there. So hopefully he gives them someone on punt returns that's a professional punt returner, somebody that can give them, can at the very least catch the ball or advance the ball forward and give them better field position. And then they're going to need somebody for Carson Beck. He's going to have better players around him than he did at Georgia. They're going to need somebody to help them stay on the field and get first downs and keep drives alive, and hopefully he's one of the players that can do that.
Joe, we know Miami lost a tight end to the NFL draft here. Elijah Lofton looks like he's going to be the guy. What do you expect from that position?
You know, I was pleasantly surprised in the spring and in the spring game. They came at Miami. Miami came at them, you know, the defense in waves. The tight end position came in waves. And they had some big guys playing tight end. And, of course, yeah, Lofton, who played the bowl game last year, I thought played really well in the bowl game, came along, scored a big touchdown in the weight game or the Duke game, carrying the football. So he'll be the number one guy. And then after that, I think they've got a lot of depth there, a lot of guys with good size that can block or catch the football. So I think they're going to be okay at tight end, maybe not quite as explosive as they were a year ago, but maybe, I don't know if I could say more consistent, but I think they're going to be okay at tight end.
And then, Joe, clearly the best unit on this team, at least in my eyes, it's got to be that offensive line. I know Mario Cristobal takes a lot of pride in that, and you look at those names on paper, and I think this certainly has a chance to be the best unit in the country, not just on this team, but in the country here.
Well, Brockemeyer comes in as a transfer. Third year in a row, Miami's had a transfer center. Mm-hmm. But the anchor, as you mentioned earlier, Hollywood, Maui Noah and then Cooper, Inez and Maui Noah on the right side. What a huge benefit that is. This will be their third straight year playing just about every snap together side by side. And it's probably going to be a challenge to look around the country to find two guys that have played together more at those positions than Cooper and Maui Noah, and two guys that can play with more power and strength and decisiveness. So that's going to be a huge advantage for Miami, a big strength, I would think, running to the right side. And then on the left side, you know, Bell played a lot last season. He'll be the guy that I think, and when camp starts, will be the number one left tackle. Started a lot last season, got a lot of great reps, played well for Miami, got great, was tutored, of course, by Coach Mirabal. I think Bell's got a chance to be a really good left tackle. He's an enormous person with a great personality. So I'm not so concerned about the offensive line. I think they've got the experience that's needed there, and I think they've got the depth.
With that being said, and Mario Cristobal, his reputation and his history and the stable of running backs we have like Mark Fletcher Jr., Jordan Lyle, can we expect a lot of running from this team this year, kind of being the bread and butter of the offense?
You know, I would think so, Dan. I've asked that question a lot during the offseason. If you're the University of Miami, are you building around Carson Beck, or are you building around, in terms of the focal point of the offense, is it Beck or is it Fletcher and Jordan Lyle? And we'll see how that plays out. Most likely it's going to be Beck. I think he's been kind of unfairly criticized in the offseason. But I would suspect that they will probably run the ball a little bit more. And I think the understanding coming in last season with Cam Ward was that he was going to be a pass-first quarterback. Not that Beck isn't, but I think Cam Ward clearly was. And when they gave him those options, and he had probably about every play he had a run-pass option, in his mind, the first option was throw the football. And I think they'll probably be, I would think that's going to lean a little bit more toward the run game, considering the offensive line, the quality of running backs, and the fact that Beck hasn't thrown the football. Well, I guess he's throwing now, but in a game since December. That, to me, would be the safe route, especially at the beginning of the season against teams like Notre Dame and Florida. And Beck probably will welcome a running game. Surprisingly, a year ago, Georgia was 102nd when it came to running the football, which is hard to believe that Georgia would be 102nd in the country running the ball. And I think Miami will be much better than that when they run the football.
Yeah, and I agree with you about the criticism being unfair, Joe, because you know Cam Ward came in last year, and nobody expected him to be anything near what he ended up being, right? I mean, I think he thought he'd come in and he'd be a good player, right? And he'd, you know, win some games here, but I don't think anybody expected him to be a Heisman finalist and the first overall pick in the draft.
Anybody except Cam Ward. Cam Ward came here and he made the decision, Hollywood, that he was going to take 6 months, 8 months of his life, whatever it was. He was going to take his time at the University of Miami and dedicate it to changing his life. And that's what he did. He dedicated that time to changing the University of Miami program. And probably equally as important, he dedicated that time to changing his life. And look what happened. He became the first pick in the NFL draft, which goes to show you that if you put that work in and that you have that kind of dedication, big things can happen. And hopefully, in terms of work ethic, Carson Beck will follow that. In terms of managing the game and throwing the football and being a quality quarterback, I think Beck's going to be fine. I mean, look, his last he finished the season, his last six games last year at Georgia, people talk about his interceptions, 28 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. Okay. His last six games were 11 touchdowns and no interceptions. Mm-hmm. So he's got the ability to make big plays. He's got a lot of experience under his belt. He didn't forget how to play quarterback. The question is going to be the health of his arm. And if his arm is good, if his arm is 100%, which, you know, everybody says it will be, he didn't forget how to play that position in 6 months. He's going to be fine. He's going to be a quality quarterback for the University of Miami. Now, I'm probably not as good as Cam Ward, but I'd offer this up to you. If he's not as good as Cam Ward, probably better than anything Miami has had playing that position in the last 15 years.
Yeah, and it's unfair, I mean, to think that anyone's going to be as good as that guy, Joe. I mean, the guy, you know, again, first pick in the draft, that's pretty tough to get to that level. But I do think Carson Beck's going to be really good here. I want to sneak one in on you here, Joe. We've been talking about hoops this morning a lot, and that Duke team that had three players taken in the top 10 in the draft there. And, boy, the Canes, I think, hit a home run with Jay Lucas. I know you've had a chance to spend a little bit of time with him. What did you get from that, and how are things looking over there with our basketball team?
Well, it's a complete rebuild, Hollywood.
Yeah.
There's not one person on the roster from a year ago, so a complete rebuild. They've had coach had his summer camp with the kids, and the players were there. And I believe now they are allowed to work out a little bit as a team for a certain amount during the week. And you know, you look at their roster, and there's not one name on there from a year ago, but there are some very good names on there. Players that he recruited, Dante Allen, who recruited high recruit Shelton Henderson, a high recruit. And then there are players that have come through the transfer portal. He's got size at every position. I think he's going to look at it from a defensive standpoint. His staff has been hired. He's got a staff that has a lot of experience. Everybody on the staff and or players just about have some connection to Florida or to South Florida. I think it's going to be exciting. And I would imagine in the near future, some more of the non-conference schedule will be released. We've seen that in the ACC SEC Challenge, Miami's going to play Ole Miss at Ole Miss. And then I noticed yesterday Miami's going to play Florida in Jacksonville. So they'll play the defending champs in November. So we'll find out right away, early on, how Miami measures up. It's supposedly a neutral site game, but going to play that game in Jacksonville. And then a nice two-game tournament in Orlando. So they're not going to back away from any of the competition early on. They'll get some good answers. I think the ACC in general is going to be better, but I think Miami, this team, I think will be better. The question is, how fast can you bring it all together? Can you create an identity? And then, you know, can you create chemistry with these players all coming from different parts of the country and never playing together before? I think that's going to be a big challenge for Coach Lucas, but also a big challenge for everybody in the country.
Joe Z, I got two more for you, and I'll let you go, okay? First one, I'm going to Charlotte in 2 weeks for the ACC media kickoff. Thursday of that week, North Carolina will be there. My first part of this question is, one, do you think Bill Belichick will circle around Radio Row and actually do all the radio stations? And the second part of that would be, do you think his girlfriend will be his handler?
What a circus that will be.
Oh, you know,
he's been doing all the things that have been asked of him. The ACC media days are different from the SEC media days. So I don't know how he could avoid not going around to Radio Row. This is part of college football, selling your program, selling your team. So I think the answer to that would be yes. Will she be following? That's a probably 50-50. But feel free, if he sits down with you, to ask him that question. Where is she? Or what kind of influence you should ask him? Coach, will she be on the headsets during the course of a year? And will you switch over from offense to defense, and will you have a special Jordan button?
Oh, my goodness.
Coaches, they can flip from offense to defense to special teams.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll have a special button, you know, right to her. And she can say, go for it, or kick it away, or whatever other kind of, you know, language they might speak in.
Joe, I guess the next time we'll be on the air together, it'll be for the pregame show for Miami and Notre Dame at Hard Rock. They got the Sunday night all to themselves, Joe. That's going to be quite a show, huh?
Yes, it's going to be I'm happy that Miami's playing a big game, a Super Bowl to start the season. I'm happier that they finally get one of those games at home. In the past, Miami's played those games. It's either been, allegedly a neutral site, Orlando and or, you know, Atlanta, or I guess we played at Louisville one time, and, of course, played in Dallas against LSU. Now to get Notre Dame at home on a Sunday night, I think that's going to be fabulous, be a great atmosphere. Notre Dame, Notre Dame hasn't beaten Miami in Miami since the 70s. That being said, they did come to Miami last year and won the Orange Bowl game in dramatic fashion. I believe the 14 wins were the most wins they've ever had in their program. But like Miami, they'll have a new quarterback. It looks like it's going to be C.J. Carr, Lloyd Carr's grandson. It seems to be trending that way. They'll have a new quarterback, but they'll have a big offensive line and two of the best running backs in the country. And so I think that game, even though we are, 2 months away from it, pretty easy to diagnose. Notre Dame's going to tell their quarterback, turn around, hand the ball off, and we'll see if Miami can, if they're any better on the defensive line, any better stopping the run. If they're not any better stopping the run than they were against Georgia Tech, then Notre Dame won't have to do anything but hand the ball off to Love all day long.
Yeah, it should be a heck of a game, Joe. All right, I'll see you out there at practice in a handful of weeks. You all right?
Hollywood, I got to get outside and get moving because I have to get in shape for training camp.
Yes, you do, Josie. What do you do? Yeah. You walk in these days? You walk on that same mountain Joe walks on, right?
Pretty much. Get out there in the middle of the heat, you know, get accustomed to the heat, so when training camp rolls around, I'm ready to go. I have to be, you know, set for training camp right out as soon as it gets going. You know, it's not like the old days when you went to camp and you got in shape the days, you know, when camp got underway. Now you got to go to camp and be ready to go, be in shape.
I hear you. I'm in the neighborhood now, so maybe I'll head out there and walk with you guys. I need to walk too, Joe. I'm getting old too, you know.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. You had to throw that in.
Well, maybe we can get DBJ out there too. We'll get the whole group together out there. We can bond over some exercise there and a little walking.
All right, Hollywood. All right, welcome Joe. To Broward County.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Appreciate it. All right, Joe Zagacki with us here as the Canes will kick things off August 31st. Notre Dame right here on QAM. We're going to take a pause. We got more to come as we continue on here in the 9 o'clock hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.